I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado is joining a lawsuit trying to block President Trump from ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
15 other states, including New York and Massachusetts, are challenging the program's end. In a statement, Governor John Hickenlooper called Trump's decision outrageous. Colorado has about 17,000 residents who have received protections under DACA. Hickenlooper called for passage of the DREAM Act and comprehensive immigration reform. He went on to add that a lawsuit sends a message that, quote, the rule of law and basic notions of fairness still matter. Congress has 6 months to come up with a legislative fix. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Colorado's Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman says she will appeal a federal judge's ruling that the state violated the constitutional rights of three men by requiring them to register as sex offenders. Kaufman said today she'll appeal on behalf of the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, which maintains the state's registry. On August 31st, a federal judge ruled that the Colorado Registry exposes offenders to punishments from the public. Kaufman says the U.S. Supreme Court and many other courts have found that sex offender registration laws protect the public and are not cruel and unusual punishment of offenders. The Colorado Department of Transportation has launched a safety campaign to remind Coloradans to watch for motorcycles. Motorcycle crashes are up 58% over the last 4 years in Colorado, with a record high 125 fatalities in the state last year. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Mike Purcell.